RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's a McCarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
At the 14-yard line, first and 10, Chargers. Herbert, shotgun. Empty backfield. Takes the snap. Herbert firing over the middle. Tipped and intercepted at the 1 yard line. The Texans have it. Azeez Al-Shaair, his second pick of the year, at a huge time to turn back the Chargers.
The momentum was starting
to
shift.
The ruling on the field is an interception by Houston at the 1 yard line.
In the favor of the Chargers, big play by Quentin Johnson. And I think Herbert just put too many revolutions on this one for Ronde Gadsden to hang on to it.
That's real nice of the quarterback to defend his quarterback. Shout out to Andre Ware. What a blessing it is to have that man on the broadcast. But he ain't had to do all that. Gadsden just dropped that thing, man. Don't blame that on Herbert.
Yeah.
Gadsden just dropped that thing.
What a rough day for him.
Boy. But he's a rookie, ain't he? He's young. But shout out to our very own Azeez Al-Shaair, the green dot, the captain of the defense. He is very much shaking that idea that he can't catch the football. He was like, two of the AFC West teams, I'm picking them off. I'm getting the interception.
Yes.
That was very necessary for the Texans to get their victory 20-16 versus the Los Angeles Chargers and officially punch their ticket into the playoffs. That, I imagine, we might talk about. But I don't know exactly where we're going, but I want to go. The OG is not here, but I would like to get B. Scott's passing thoughts.
Experience, wisdom, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
Now tell me you're not going into the locker room and doing whatever he said there.
No, I'm not doing none of that. You can rest assured that. but let's build off the thought here from the highlight of Azeez Al-Shaair and his interception and him, like you said, dispelling the notion that he doesn't have hands. You can even hear him talk about it at times of like even questioning himself like, man, can I catch all these interceptions that hit my hands last year that I didn't get? Azeez Al-Shaair continues to have an amazing season. That stood out to me, him having this interception on the highlight that we just played. But also, like, the noticeable difference with him not being out there last week as opposed to being out there this week, you can tell the value of having him out there. First Pro Bowl season, Azeez Al-Shaair continues to have an amazing season. That stood out to me in this game, man.
Third most takeaways as a team, this Houston Texans team this year, and it is what, fourth most interceptions. It's crazy because early on in the season, it didn't feel like it, so we have not talked about it as much as we did last year. This is a year-over-year takeaway defense. And do you know how absurd that is?
Yeah.
Like, in the statistic nerdy circles, that's the thing is, like, turnovers aren't sticky. Yep. The idea is that year-over-year, you are not supposed to be able to depend on turnovers being there again. A lot of other defensive things, being able to cover, being able to rush the passer, those are things year-over-year you can expect to have, which this team has done. They're also like, we're going to take the football away, too.
Yeah.
We're going to do that as well.
Yeah. So that leads me into another thought, though. Because this is also related. The Andre Gadsden, tight end rookie that we mentioned earlier. My goodness, man. What an awful, awful day. He ended up making some plays later on in the game that helped him out. But he had no less than two drops. One of them that led to that interception that we just played from Azeez Al-Shaair. And there was another. This was a little bit of a nondescript play. Because it was a run play, I believe. But he's supposed to be blocking Jalen Petrie in space. And completely whiffs on the guy, completely whiffs, and ends up being what kind of just basically blew up that play, was allowing Jalen Petrie to kind of get through the gap there. So I noticed that, man. This guy had an awful day, which brings me to a prevailing thought from this game. All right? The Chargers lost this game just as much as the Texans wanted. I don't feel like you got to do an either or type of thing. I don't feel like you got to discredit the Texans for the plays that they made. I started this thing shouting out Azeez Al-Shaair. I mentioned earlier in the show how Derek Stingley Jr., and that's going to come up again in passing thoughts, but how I was impressed with what Derek Stingley Jr. did. Of course, we know how the game started with the two deep shots to go up 14-0 just like that. But, dude, the Chargers, the drop that I mentioned from Andre Gadsden, the rookie tight end, and then again, the field goals. They lost by 4 points, couldn't capitalize on turnovers, could not convert for the quarterback, could not protect the quarterback at times, allowed him to be sacked 5 times. And the difference being 4 points and you had the most accurate kicker of all time out there, missing a field goal and an extra point, I thought the Chargers lost this game just as much as the Texans won it.
I mean, that feels very much the case. And have we come too far to do the Chargers are going to Charger thing? Because there was a point in time in history where that was the prevailing narrative, is that the Chargers are going to Charger. And
they did Charger.
There
you
go.
It's literally what they did.
We got some of that right back. Can I say, though, within them chargering, I think some of this is, I am so happy, and I forgot how infrequently this has happened recently compared to how much it happened for me more in the past. I kind of enjoy not having to watch a Greg Roman offense all the time. That's what's happening over there for the Chargers. Like,
yeah.
Now, the offensive line clearly was an issue. But Greg Roman is such an interesting figure in NFL football in that for the first couple years, it's going to be great.
It's got an expiration date on it, it feels like.
Every
right?
time, man.
Best sell by.
Colin Kaepernick in that time period. Mm-hmm. It worked for a little bit and then got stale. Remember, he was a Cam Newton? He coached Cam Newton for
Coach
a while.
Cam
worked
Newton.
For a little bit. Didn't.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
Worked for a little bit, didn't. We're back in that place where it feels like it's not quite doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, but at the same time, it also just felt like they didn't have, like, I think I underestimated or underplayed going into the game how much Justin Herbert was really carrying that operation.
Oof.
Like, I did not realize it. Maybe didn't give it enough thought. I definitely didn't give enough thought to how injured their offensive line was. But just overall, the fact that they had to rely on a rookie tight end to the degree that they did, you know, the fact that, you know, that they got a rookie running back in Amarion Hampton that they're relying on as much as they are.
Highly drafted one, so that one makes sense
to
me, though.
But fair enough, but it's just like, okay, and the Texans are kind of in a similar situation where they're relying on rookies, but I just didn't realize how important the rookies were for them. And how much it was that, and I'm a Justin Herbert guy. I'm part of the Justin Herbert problem, the propaganda problem that exists. But
you can see some of it in this game.
Yeah,
though.
Saturday was a day where I felt vindicated, and a reason why I'm never selling my Justin Herbert stock, no matter what y'all.
It's also
say.
Worth noting, and I will add on to the propaganda. They're gonna be mad at me. It'd be like that. 713-572-4610. If you're mad at me, he's doing this with one hand.
Yes.
Like, I don't think that should be ignored. He in here basically using, like, I don't know what it was. It was a mitt. And it's not like just a regular mitt. And it's like a big old rigid mitt on his non-throwing hand.
And it looked like his hand was dangling either on that first sack or the second one early in the game, right? Either the Hunter or the Anderson sack, one of those two. His hand looked like it didn't look functional. And then there he is out there still trucking people by the end of the game. So yeah, they definitely, to me, Chargers lost this game just as much as the Texans won it. Another passing thought, and this is very much relevant to the conversation around the game. And I might make some people mad about this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
But I didn't disagree with the tone of the TV broadcast. I agree with everybody else who says the quality was bad. I just thought that Kurt Warner and specifically Rich Eisen as a combination were not good. And Rich Eisen as a play-by-play, just not nearly as good as a talk show host or as a Sports Center anchor or whatever. However, we originally know Rich Eisen. Play-by-play ain't it. But I didn't disagree with the tone of the broadcast. It kind of seemed like it favored the Chargers a little bit more than the Texans. I thought that was appropriate because of the fact that the Chargers were the one that were peeing down their legs.
Oh, so you thought of it in the way of their goal as a broadcaster. Yes, it's to guide you through the game, but it's also to keep you here.
Yeah.
Make you not change.
This is literally what is happening in the game. Now, they messed up one of those illegal contact calls where they thought it was on the wrong defensive back.
Looking at the entirely wrong defensive
back. Just look at this. And so that was bad. That was bad quality. But the idea, you know, that a penalty, if they were right, that a penalty like that would be a horrible way to decide a game or whatever. I get that. And especially on the heels of the Chargers peeing down their leg throughout the whole game. So to me, like, it was noticeable to me as somebody that was rooting for the Texans how badly the Chargers were giving the game away. The kicks, not taking advantage of the turnovers, Justin Herbert getting sacked, all those things that I just mentioned before. The tone of the broadcast, I thought, should have reflected the fact that the Chargers were melting, collapsing. I agreed with that part for as bad of a quality as I thought the broadcast was.
Yeah, the quality of the broadcast, because I'm usually someone who does not lean too heavily into the broadcast itself. I've often said that I'm here for the football. The broadcast, it just kind of is here.
Right.
More than I would even realize, it popped out to me. And I was like, damn, has Rich Eisen always been this bad at play-by-play?
He's not good.
Because I feel I've watched these NFL Network games late in the season before when Rich Eisen has to jump in and do play-by-play. And I feel like it has not been this noticeable to me in the past. And maybe it's just because, you know, cover this team, talk about it a lot, it popped out. You know what it felt like to me? It felt like they only went to the production meeting for the Chargers. Because so many of the things were like, oh, well, Jim Harbaugh likes calling this, talking about this with the Chargers. Like, I don't even remember what the specific cultural reference, pop culture reference was that he kept using? Oh, Mission Impossible. He kept talking about it being Mission Impossible.
Well, they made a nice little cute graphic for what all the things that they thought Justin Herbert is.
And that's cute. And that's cool. I'm not actually not upset with it. Why is this the thing that you keep coming back to and hitting over the head with? Like, I feel like we could move this around. D'Amico ain't say nothing cute in his? No, you didn't do that?
Normally not. You know, like if I had to,
that is fair. If we're talking about quaint folksy stuff, it's going to be Jim Harbaugh and not D'Amico Ryans. I get that. But yeah, like there was, that was the thing that was most annoying is that they were luxuriating in the, look at all the quaint folksy stuff that was said by the Chargers stuff. And I was like, hey, it's not really appropriate here. Does not matter here.
Man, there was a point where they were referencing their pre-production meeting with D'Amico Ryans and something that he said about their defense, because obviously it's the best defense in the league. And he gave them a line that sounded very familiar. Starts up front.
But it does, though.
It does.
It do be starting up front.
But what they supposed to do with that after they say it the first time? Can they come back to that?
What you supposed to do with Mission Impossible when you say it every damn time? Look, I remember at least three times vividly and not in quick succession.
They might just be Mission Impossible.
I was mad at Tom Cruise by the time the game was over.
Fair enough. But no, I did not disagree with the tone of it, because I did think that it was most noteworthy that the Chargers were losing the game. Now, with that in mind, couple of guys that I want to acknowledge here as we go through these passing thoughts. Dalton Schultz.
Hey.
The penalty that he got. Wasn't mad at him.
Agree. Strong agree.
Hey, wasn't mad at all.
That man deserved what he did to Dalton Schultz.
No, don't say that, man. Say his name. Tier Tart. You're better than that, dog.
I didn't remember, to be honest with you.
If this is what it's got to be, Tier Tart, a former Texan, by the way.
That's right.
If this is what it's got
to
be.
Hey, there's an argument to be made. I mean, he made his own wealth. I don't want to do that. But there's an argument to be made that he earned his flower, like he bloomed his flower here.
Yeah, no, 100%. He definitely used this as a launching point for his career. But to that point, like, man, take them yards back. You can have this down and distance. We can go home. But you're not supposed to kick me in the back of the head and slap me and just think that I'm not going to say nothing.
Kick is nice.
I mean,
kick is a nice way of describing what he did.
Yo, what are we doing here?
I don't know if the babies are in the car. I understand it's the holiday season. I'm pretty sure he put his manhood on the back of that man's helmet.
Come on now. And I heard the morning guys talking about this. If there was one thing that Rich Eisen and I thought the broadcast team got right was this, was like, how is it that we have cameras everywhere? We can replay what feels like everything. I know you can't actually replay everything, but you got booth assistants, replay assistants. You got other people that are watching the game that are not necessarily on the field. Somebody should have been able to say, hey, he didn't just push that man, this 300-something pound man to the ground who flopped, by the way.
Big flop.
For no reason. He didn't just do that because he got an attitude problem. This man put his manhood on the back of his head and slapped him. He slapped him. So man parts on my head and you slap me? Come on now. You deserve at least a push, if not us, a one-on-one. So I wasn't mad at him. Another one, as we end these passing thoughts. D'Amico Autry. This is maybe a little bit more controversial. Wasn't mad at him either.
For the tripping?
Listen, I don't think, and this is a rules thing, I think it was properly called based on what the rule actually is. This is just me speaking out against the rule a little bit. I don't think you should be able to just flat out trip a guy. Like, that's dirty. But once you grab somebody and get them in your grasp, I feel like you should be able to do anything short of kicking them in the nuts or spitting on them to get them down to the ground. So no nut punching, no spitting, none of that. But if you
what about two good fingers to the eyes?
Nah, I don't do that.
Just a little poke.
But look, that's
a little brutal.
I got some pocket sand.
I got you in my grasp, and you kind of trying to slip away here. I feel like I should be able to trip you at that point. So I wasn't mad at him at that for that either. They call him a junkyard dog. He got that dog in him, and I think that was just more of the doggedness in him as opposed to trying to, you know, create some kind of illegal play, which again I think should be legal once you touch a guy.
Okay, all right. I think that's interesting. How did you feel about the officiating in general in this game?
Yeah, I never like it. And it's also the reason why I hate to complain about it. Sometimes it's egregious enough for us to have to talk about. But no, I'm never really a fan these days of officiating overall. I just don't want to be the guy that harps on it, especially after a win.
I'm glad, because I was going to make this a confession. I'm tired of talking about refs, but I understand that it impacts games at times. Yeah. It did not impact this game in the large scale, so I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
like that's where I am. Felt like they were incompetent enough both ways. I was like, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's ultimately, like, that's the thing that I won't abide, though. If you've seen the few Chargers fans that there are. getting mad about the, oh man, this, they lost the game because of this. And I'm like, wasn't the previous drive like extended a number of times because
the Jalen Petrie penalty is the one that,
you know,
I think sticks out the most if we're talking about one, especially from a Texan standpoint. But they ended up winning the game.
They did win the game. And with winning the game, they continue to extend out their second longest win streak in the history of the franchise. For the third time in the third straight year, they booked their ticket to the playoffs.
Yes.
And they're looking to maybe put up a 12-win season.
Yeah, just waiting on an opponent. Show me, hey, Lil Wayne style, show me my opponent. That's okay. Where I'm at now.
Okay.
Show me my opponent.
I like it. Colts, you're being overlooked. How's that sound? All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, no Figgy Fig in on the day, but we still going to get you the mixtape where I'm interested in a little bit of Hot Mike. We'll do a little bit of that because where did Booger McFarland spend his money? And also, what are the most ridiculous reasons that people have called 911? We'll do all that next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.